Hi, I'm in my healing room. I had a day. I had an interesting day, and I want to share it with you while I'm still in the energy because fire hath cometh through me, and I had to school some individuals today who came into my store. So I want to tell you that little story and what kind of happened to push me into a place now where I feel like enough is enough. I don't know if any of you are in that place yet where you feel like enough is enough, but I'm there today, so I thought I would share that with you exactly how I got to enough is enough and what I'm going to do about it now. And what happened is I get a lot of people who come and visit me from a very far away, which is really nice, and it's best if they book an appointment because I'm so busy, but whatever, it happens, and this is the flow of my life. And I was engaged with a very fine spiritual gentleman. Hello, everyone. I was having conversation with him, and the energy was quite high, and we were really understanding one another on an energetic level. And maybe we have to make this a hashtag, enough is enough, and spread this around because Mama says enough is enough. This bullshit, this hoax, it's enough. Enough. Enough with the face diapers. Enough walking around like you're afraid of the air. Enough, seriously. So I was having this conversation with this gentleman, and these two, I have an indeterminate hoodlums came in. They could be anybody because they had face diapers on. So I don't know if they're young. They seemed young. I don't know if they're old. I don't know what they look like, obviously. Never mind having any cameras in your store in case of stealing, because you could never identify the thieves anyway in your store. They were touching everything in the store. They weren't really obviously interested in natural medicine. They were just looking at some of the jewelry. And, so I was sort of pulling away, and what happened was one of the girls, her car alarm kept going off. First of all, I'm in the smallest town imaginable. No one's going to steal your car, honey. Secondly, you can look out the window of my store and see your car sitting there. You don't even need to lock the actual doors. But not only were the doors locked, but the alarm system was on. And this individual kept interrupting my very spiritual, high-minded conversation, okay, with this alarm that went off 5 times. And she had to go outside each time and fumble around. And you know what? When shit like that happens, pardon my French, what that means is these people are demonically possessed. This is an interruption energy. This is a darkness. This is when dark energy is hooked onto people and is they're just, I could see it. It's just weighing on them. They basically have shadow energy that they're carrying that they brought into my sacred space. And I had to step up into my Kali Ma. I had to step up into my power, and I had to say, out, demons, out. Okay? Basically, I said at the first stage, there's a note on my door that says, you don't need to wear any masks here because we support freedom and truth and actual health. And they read it and they came in and they decided to continue with their face diapers. And then I spoke to them and I said, you don't need the face diaper in here. It's not necessary. And they said, oh, well, it's fine. We're mumble mumble. Don't know what you're saying. Don't know what your expressions are. You do realize I can't see you under there, right? And then in the interruption phase, I let them do their little milling about and whatever. But you know what? I'm done. I'm done. Here's my new sign. Want to see my new sign? Here it is. I don't know if you can read it if it's backwards, but I'll read it to you, okay? My new sign on front of my door says, no masks permitted in this store. Not only is it it's not an option. You don't get to come in to my store being an ignorant sheep. I'm not interested anymore. You had lots of time to wake up. You had lots of time to research. You had lots of time to learn about this pandemic. You had optimal time since the beginning of the new year to really figure out what's going on. You haven't? Not interested anymore. Thanks, but no thanks. I don't want your money. I don't need your energy around me. I don't need your demonic low IQ. I don't need your imbecilic drooling duh, who can't have a conversation. Not interested. Bye bye. Enough is enough. So there is no COVID. There is no COVID. There is no COVID. And there never was. Your body makes particles when you're healing. They're not contagious. I finally said to her, I said, you know, You're only hurting yourself wearing those masks. You do understand that, right? You do understand that you're rebreathing your own waste. You do understand that you're making particles of bacteria moistened inside of this ridiculous looking mask that you're now inhaling into your sinuses that are getting into the behind your eye space, into your ears, into your throat, giving yourself strep infections, staph infections, and other problems. You do realize you're breathing in cloth particles, bleach particles, food coloring or whatever dyes they've used, formaldehyde. You do understand you're actually harming your lungs by rebreathing your own carbon dioxide. You actually do realize that you're decreasing your oxygen saturation levels. You do realize that you won't be able to think very clear when you're wearing a mask. You do realize that there's nothing floating through the air killing people. Do you realize there's no people dying on the street? You do realize that we don't have any numbers to actually match the lying numbers that are on the television. And I just said, you do realize you probably want to have children someday, and that if you do continue along this path and accept the wonderful, miraculous vaccine from your fake frickin' quacks in white coats, that you won't be able to be fertile, and that your children, if you do happen to have any through IVF, also will not be fertile. If you survive this frickin' vaccine, that you won't actually be here to even have a conversation about it. You do realize what the plan is. You do get that this is tyranny, right? You do understand that this is an agenda. You do understand that the virus is a Trojan horse to take over fucking the world, which they have done, which they plan to do, which you can go and look on your fucking computer in your pocket, that you carry around, that you think you're so high and mighty about, that you actually can look up the fact that they planned this for a long time ago. You know, right?
Oh, my mother has an autoimmune disease, so I gotta be really careful. I'm like,
you don't even know what an autoimmune disease is. The doctors don't even know what an autoimmune disease is. They make shit up because they're liars and fakers and they don't understand health. So they tell you you have an autoimmune disease, but you don't. She's toxic, just like you are. So you can take my card, here it is, and you can look up my videos and you can educate yourself about the false germ theory of disease, and you can wake up to the fucking fact that you are being set up to be destroyed. Or you can leave. And they're like, mumble, mumble, and left. And I was like, good riddance. And then I continued to write, time to wake up and end tyranny. Turn off the mainstream lies. The only virus is in your mind. The only virus is in your mind. That's my new sign. And I am so happy for myself right now. I am pleased as pie because I don't want any of these sheep milling about my store. I'm good. We're good. The line has been drawn in the sand. If these people cannot figure it out, they will probably never figure it out. Maybe they'll figure it out when their half of their family is dead or sick from the vaccine. Maybe they'll figure it out when they're broke and starving and can't afford food anymore, and the handouts by the leftist government aren't enough. And maybe that will be I don't know. But you know what? Where my time and energy is being focused is on people who want to understand about the false germ theory of disease, who want to understand how to actually stay healthy, how want to understand how contagion does not exist. They want to understand that the terrain is everything and the germ is nothing. Okay, they want to understand the true history, that Pasteur was a fraud and that Jenner was a maniac and a murderer. They want to understand who the real heroes are and the real scientists are and the real people speaking the truth are. They want to understand what really it is going to feel like to be free, to be outside of a tyrannical system that's hell-bent on poisoning you and murdering you and taking your children and continuing to make smaller and smaller families, to use use genetic engineering to alter us, to chemtrail the heck out of us, to continually poison us at every turn, from our food to our water to our air to our minds. Those are the people that I will invite into my store willingly, that most of them drive 3 or 4 hours just to see me and have a conversation with me. Those are the people that I will preserve my precious energy for, and I will assist in teaching and help them teach others and help them be the leaders for the world that is coming when the rest of y'all with the diapers on your face are gone. because that's what's coming for you. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's a hard pill to swallow. And I'm sorry that it's not pretty, that it's not nice, okay? That it's not gentle, that I'm not holding your hand. I'm not here to hold your hand. If you want somebody to hold your hand, go to, I don't know, a flaccid counselor that's going to just listen to you and prescribe some medication or something. Okay? That's not, the time is not for hand holding. Okay? The time is for action. The time is that we say enough is enough. The time is to the email that I'm going to hand out to a local business today. It's time for that, where I'm going to put them in their place too, because they are the ones who are perpetuating the evil by actually following along the rules like little bleeding sheep. Okay? They are perpetuating this bullcrap by their actions, okay? They're telling, their do-gooder little brown-nosing bullshit is gonna get people killed. And they think they're being good people. They think they're nice. They are not nice. They are idiots. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. I don't care if you don't like my words. I don't care if you think, oh, you sweeten the pot and you'll get more flies or whatever. I'm not interested in more flies, okay? I'm not interested in sweetening the pot. That's not who I am, okay? I bitch slap the truth into people. So if you want to come into my store and you want to have a conversation about why your face diaper is idiotic, I'm willing to give you my life force and energy to share that knowledge with you. But if you're going to come in and touch my stuff with your little demon energy and interrupt my sacred conversation with your freaking idiot, stupid car, get the fuck out. The end. And now the boundary becomes a bit more tight. The boundary now is, nah, you just don't get in. Okay? I'm putting a firm boundary down and saying, it's enough. I've already cried for these people. I've already wept for these people. I've already lived through the depression of it. I've already been feeling anxiety like many of you are. I've already been crying for the people who have been suicided by all of this. 33% increase in suicide since this hoax has come on. Nobody seems to give a shit about those people, but continue to wear your face diapers because I'm helping. I'm a good person. I listen to my government. You guys look like morons. You are morons. I'm tired of it. I will not be putting face diapers on myself or my child. I will not be going into stores masked up, okay? If you guys can tell me that I can't shop or I can't function, I can't live proper and free because you idiots believe in some hoax, then I can tell you to stay the hell away from me equally so. And that's exactly what I'm going to be doing. It's enough, 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 enough. The curve is flattened. This is a flat-chested freaking virus. There's no tits here. Gone. Gone. How many more flattened curves do you need? Okay? There's no fucking people dying, you fucking idiots. They're nowhere. They're nowhere. Okay? There's nobody. You guys, the Kool-Aid. The Kool-Aid has been drunk. Your mind, it's gone, is out. It fell out, okay? Come on, put it back in. Take off the mask, take a deep breath. Come on, let's go. Let's get the oxygen. Let's get this thinking brain going. Come on, let's get the motor going. Mm-mm-mm. Come on, get it together. Now, take a minute. Do you really see dead, sick people everywhere? Do you really think that healthy people are just waiting to shed disease on you? Really? Really? You think that, eh? Like, for the first time in history, of all the history that we've known, suddenly normal, healthy, non-mucused people are giving you disease. You're an idiot. You believe that with no questions, with no research, with nothing other than my government told me so. Whoa! Or not even that. I don't even think you're really listening to your government agencies, because the CDC already said you don't need to social distance anymore. They already said that it's over. And you're not even listening to them. And they're the freaking hoaxers. They're the perpetuators of the lie. They're frauds. And they're even saying, yeah, well, we don't want to get sued as much as we're already getting sued, so we're just going to, yeah, there's we're good. We're not going to really tell the media to put that out very much. But if you go to our website, we'll tell you that actually what we found out is healthy people don't spread the virus. Sorry we were wrong about the whole thing and all your deaths and so worry about, you know, destroying your businesses and your lives and... Sorry, but we were wrong. It actually doesn't, it isn't that bad. It's actually like not negligible and stuff. But anyway, we'll just put it in this few little things on our website and bye. We'll go hide in our freaking underground bunker and wait for this to play out. You know what I mean? So this is the crap, okay? They're not even looking at their freaking, their gods information. Okay. It's done. It's done. Don't wear a mask ever fucking again. Okay? Unless you are producing something that actually makes particles that can damage your lungs, like dust or, you know, industrial stuff. Like, then, yeah, use masks. That's what they're for. But don't comply, please, anymore. Just stop complying. And you know what? I did an interview with David Rodriguez the other day. Really great one on homeschooling. I really recommend you check it out. Yum Naturals Emporium is my website and also my YouTube channel and Instagram and blah, blah. Okay? And what he does is he gets his buddies together and they go without masks to stores en masse together. They go together with smiling faces. With their face, shiny faces. Hi, everybody. How are you doing? What a hug. And he's offering free hugs. This, you want to do something? You want to say enough is enough? There you go. There's what you do. You go on the corner with a sign saying free hugs and you hug people. Kiss them. Freaking kiss them. Lick them. I don't care. You can't get a freaking virus from people. You can't lick a virus into your body. Do you understand? You have been played for so long. This is the awakening. And it's inviting you. It's inviting you to learn. It's inviting you to figure it out. But if you don't, because you see, there was a long time for you to figure it out. Real nice, slow hand-holding kind of time. But now that time is gone, honey. It gone. And if you don't get bitch slapped by someone like me, you're probably never going to hear it from somebody else. Because that's what I realized when those two little girls left, is probably nobody stood up for them and actually really cared for them, because that's what I did for them. I actually cared about them enough that I would sacrifice whatever they're going to judge at me or blame me for or project onto. I was willing to sacrifice myself to try, to at least try to make a little seed planted in their little pin brain that maybe at one point one of them might go, well, let's just see if she's right. Or let's just actually do some research. Yeah, she said we weren't. Maybe we should back that up with some research. You know? So... Your residues of suppressed. Yeah, no, they were discordant. Their energy was chaotic. That's why the car alarm kept going off. But they didn't like hearing our conversation. So she kept interrupting our conversation with her car alarm energy. Because what we were talking about was so high vibrational, it was probably upsetting her demons. And she was like, can't hear this, won't hear this. I just want to find some jewelry. I don't want to be here. I'm here with my friend. Whatever her little mind tapes were going. So that's the discordant energy that she was putting off through her car alarm, right? Which, of course, you have zero clue about anything related to frequency, vibration, who we are, where we came from, any of that. Asleep. So I've given her a great opportunity to figure out some stuff if she wills it so, because we do have free will. So enough is enough. Our free will needs to be engaged. And where we say to the little pansy pussy politicians who think they're little do-gooder cunts, sorry, language warning, I don't care. I don't care about language today, okay? It's about authenticity and being raw and feeling what you're feeling and saying it truthfully. What is wrong with people? What is this PC bull crap? I don't care. Okay? It's not real. Okay? What's real is these losers who are guarding this fake whatever lie, plandemic, hoax, crap to take our rights away, don't deserve that level. Okay, for as far as I'm concerned, they had lots of time to do it the nice way. That's what happens. Don't you notice that in life? When you're offered it gracefully, when grace comes to your rescue, grace presents itself like, "Oh, honey bear, you didn't figure it out, but here, like, here's the answer. It's right here. It was whispering." But then after it goes, here, second round, you kind of didn't listen the first time because maybe we were too quiet. I don't know. But hey, free will and stuff, but like, hey. And then you still trot on by like an ignoramus. And then comes again, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Because that's grace. That's because you are loved. And because love says, you didn't hear me the first time, you didn't hear me the second time, you didn't hear me the fifth time, you didn't hear me the seventh time, boom. There's the last time. Are you gonna get it now? I mean, how hard is it gonna have to get for these people before they figure it out? How uncomfortable does it have to get for these people before they get it? Before they understand that this is bullshit. I mean, I obviously knew this lie from the very beginning. In fact, beforehand, I knew this bullshit was coming, okay, for years. Because I do my due diligence and I actually know how to research and I actually cleaned up my pineal gland. By the way, you can use boron or borax to clean up the fluoride that you've been sucking back, accidental or otherwise, or poisoned by your dentist, so that you can see a little clearer. You might want to clean that one up. It's a little just so you can see, you know. So I invite you to get woke because ticky 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 time. It's going away real fast. Like, oh, these people shopping like it's normal. Like, I'm just shopping. I'm shopping. I'm just shopping. What's that? I'm smiling. Can't you tell? I'm smiling underneath the mask because I love shopping so much. It's like you're shopping like it's normal. Like everything's fine. Like everything's gonna go right back to normal. Once we get the vaccine, everything's gonna be fine. Everything's gonna be normal again. Everything's gonna be great. Now I'm gonna go back to my job, 9 to 5 job, and watching my freaking bachelor show at night, and everything's gonna be great. Yeah. Sorry to break it to you. Never gonna go back to that again. Yeah. So, shopping and stuff. You may want to, like, instead of looking for jewelry, unless, I mean, I have really high quality medical jewelry, but they probably didn't even know that. So maybe you want to like buy some superfoods for when you're starving next year, or maybe you want to start to invest in a little bit more food, you know, and water and stuff. Just trying to help. They have no bloody clue what is coming. None. And I'm just shopping. Like, oh my God. Really? Still? When? Because I've been waiting for months and I am so tired of it now. I am so tired. All right. Really. They don't see the dollar tanking, clearly. They don't see the hyperinflation coming. They don't see the destructions of the inner cities happening right now. They don't see the crime rate going up. They don't see the police being taken off the streets. They don't see the looting. They don't see the pillaging. I don't know. They don't care about guns because guns are bad. Guns kill people. Guns are bad. So they don't have any way to protect themselves from their tyrannical governments that have been taken over and usurped, every single one of them, pretty much, for the last 100 years. They know nothing about secret societies. They know nothing about actual health and medicine and any of that. Nothing. But they really, really don't understand what's coming. One of the coldest winters, by the way, is coming with this geoengineering bullcrap they've been doing on us for ages, blaming it on climate change, blaming it on your carbon dioxide. So bad. You're such a bad human. You're such a, you just, living just kills things. You're just terrible. You shouldn't even exist. They're eugenicists. That you don't even, what is you? I should have asked. Do you know what a eugenicist is? Do you know what the word eugenicist means? Would you like me to open the dictionary for you? Would you like to have a little tutelage about some of these topics? Because I'm willing. I'm more than willing to help you along. Oh, no? Okay, well then, bye, 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 bye. Okay? I don't know, but I'm done, okay? I'm done. I'm not, I'm not saying things anymore. That's it. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm coming on here right now. In this half hour to tell you that I'm not saying anything anymore. If somebody says something to me, they're going to get an earful from me. And it's going to be a bitch slap. And it's going to sting. And if they are lucky and if they're smart enough, they'll hear it. The reverberation of the slap will be hard enough to freaking shake them out of their zombie-like stupor. Their TV hypnotic-induced drool. They'll finally maybe go, wait a second. Why would that whippersnapper of a woman say something like that to me? Interesting. Maybe. But I know enough is enough. And if somebody sends me an email telling me about their new practices in their business, about how they're going to be really safe and make sure they take the temperature of the children by shooting a fucking gun to their third eye that damages their own sense of self, because they're so ignorant, they don't even know what they're doing. And if they say, oh, we're going to socially distance and mask our kids because we just want you to be safe, I'm going to vomit on them. Because now they're coming after the kids. So we have a duty to these children to bitch slap their parents and these idiot teachers, these drooling, brainwashed, moron teachers, who actually think this is a good idea, that they're actually psychologically damaging our children and making them believe that there's some freaking thing in the air that everyone's going to kill them. You know how these children are how they think? Their imagination? You people are sick. You people are evil. You think you're being good, but you're actually evil. Okay? I have no respect for you. You're not teachers. You're not intelligent. You're idiots. Okay? You have a low IQ. If you're lucky, you have a high IQ and you can maybe turn off the TV for a while and maybe start to figure it out. Maybe. But I will not be shutting up. I will not be saying, oh, do whatever you want. It's your life. It's not your life. You guys are contact tracing. You guys, me being around you endangers me and my child because you're such morons that you actually are on purpose giving your free will to a corrupt government saying, yeah, please survey me for my safety. Please watch my every move for my safety. Please track my phone for my safety. Please make sure you take my biological material for my safety. Do you even see your behavior? Do you even hear yourselves? Do you think that's for your safety? Well, they never, ever say anything about natural health. Well, they never, ever, ever promote anything that could actually help you. Once. In fact, the opposite, where they attack natural medicine and remedies and things that are good for you. Yeah, they care. They really care about your health and your immune system and stuff. They really do. Oh, yeah. Because they're tracking you. They're watching you. Big Brother's got its eye on you. They love you so much. They just care. Oh. You're a fucking moron. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry. You know, I had it today. And this is what happens with a Miss Amanda, is I get to a point where God comes through me like a freaking lightning rod. And that shit just comes out of me like God is saying, And that's what happens. And that's what happens. It's not ego. It's not whatever. It's like Holy Spirit is speaking. You better hear it. Okay? Because I listen. I listen inside of myself. I'm clear. All right? And everyone has that ability. Everyone can hear the divine. All right? We're not alone. So maybe if you listen to the divine a little bit, maybe you wouldn't follow the fake leaders, the liars, the ones who are leading you to your own demise. That's an idea. I wonder why they want to make sure that you don't gather in the churches. I wonder why they've got all the pastors and all the church leaders masking up as well. Why are they all falling for it? Huh? So if you have a church and you have a pastor, why don't you write them an enough is enough letter? How about you tell them? Enough is enough. If you are a leader, so-called leader, who listens to God and you're masking up, then you're not listening to God, all right? At all. Not even a bit. So maybe you should get right with God, maybe like, clean out your frickin' ears a little bit and realize that you have a duty to the people who look up to you to tell the truth. Maybe enough is enough letters, if you send it to them, will make them actually grow some balls or some titties or however we're saying this to go, you know what? You're right. This is crap. And I know it's crap. And I'm praying and I'm listening. And yeah, maybe I should. Maybe I actually do care more about my little, small, insignificant self enough to sacrifice this fake shit that I'm living, this fake reality that I'm parading out around in, and stand up for something for once in my life and get brave and protect my children. All right. Anyway, if you want to segment off this video and spread it far and wide, I don't care. Go for it. Let's make an enough is enough movement, because do we not think it's there yet? I mean, there are protests going on. I mean, protests are one thing. Protests are fun. Okay. Protests are when people get together and say enough is enough together and say this is bullshit and they all, you know, hug and whatever. But I mean, what I mean in this enough is enough action is that we start putting pen to paper and we start writing these people and we start putting them on the spot and we start putting them in their place and we put them to the task. We challenge them. Okay. It's enough. We don't need a mask for a child with a bloody zipper in it. What? That's Hannibal Lecter's freaking attire. You're putting Hannibal Lecter's attire on your children. What is wrong with you? You're telling them that this is okay. My heart breaks when I see an idiot mom wearing a mask to her child. Her child cannot get a cue on her mother's emotions. Her child cannot tune in to her. All right? This is like biology 101. Okay? Please. So I thank those two little demonically carrying girls who, of undetermined age, who came in to disturb our pristine energy so that I would have my putting my foot down moment that says enough is enough. That I'm done. I'm done allowing mask wearers into my store. I'm not. You can take it off and then come and talk to me. I'm done with this. I mean, I haven't social distanced. I haven't done any. I've not once. I haven't obeyed the rules once. And I'm still here to talk about it. So what's your excuse? When I go into a supermarket, I go the other way of the arrows on purpose. When I'm in a supermarket, I approach other people who are at an aisle shopping and buying something, and I reach over them to get my items. On purpose. I will never wear a mask in a store, and I never have. On purpose. I will never mask my child. You think I should be sick from this very dangerous virus by now? Because I even thought maybe I'm washing my hands too much these days. I'm like the opposite. I'm touching everything. When I go in the supermarkets, I touch everything. I bring my own bags. I put the bags on the table. I freak out the clerks. I don't give a shit. They need to see how bloody idiotic they are. I did a video a little while ago that said, that was like, basically said, my bag can kill you. Because I brought my bags to the supermarket, and they're like, oh my God. Oh, I'm like, it's a bag. You really think that this bag is going to give you a disease that's going to kill you? Wow. I just was like, you got to be kidding me. Holy, I got to bow down. I got to just at least respect the freaking maniacs and the liars and the hoaxers of this thing. They've done a good job on these little poor people. They really have. They really have. I mean, right? Like, if it was like they got gold stars for this, I mean, they got gold stars. I mean, wow. That's like impressive. You got them believing that my grocery bag's gonna kill them. Wow. I mean, kudos, you know? Like, I'm impressed. Don't comply. Don't not rock the boat. I know it's a hoax, but I'm gonna wear a mask anyway. I don't wanna bother people, you know. I don't wanna worry about it. I just wanna get in and get my stuff and get out. I don't care. You're a wimp and a loser. You are just as bad. Oh, but I have to. No, you don't. It's not actually a law. Take the tickets, like the brave guy down in Brampton having parties, getting tickets. He keeps having parties. Have parties. Everyone have parties. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Protesting in the streets is one thing. Fine, do it. You'll get nowhere. You know what will get you somewhere? Not complying. En masse. So all you guys who've been to protests, now get together, get each other's phone numbers, find out who lives close to each other, and get together and go unmasked into stores. Go have parties. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do not comply. Take the fucking tickets and then sue them right back. It's not your law. You have rights that go above and beyond color of law, dudes. Learn something. I'm afraid I don't have enough money. I have to do it for my job. Then your job, you know how it's going to be in a few months? I don't have a job anymore because of COVID. They did a second wave and now I don't have a job anymore anyway. You won't. You won't. So you know what's the wiser thing to do? Quit the tyrannical job that makes you comply with the tyrannical rules that are stupid. Quit the job, walk out, and do your own thing. Make something. You know what? So when it all falls apart, what are people going to need? Well, they're probably going to need firewood. Probably going to need some mending services because they can't buy new clothes. You know, they're probably going to need some healthcare things. What else could you possibly offer other than working for somebody who is that stupid? Okay? You understand? You want to know what to do? I'm telling you right now, this is what to do. Do not comply. If everybody didn't like, in Wuhan, they ain't complying. They're partying in Wuhan. They're having a good old time in Wuhan. They're going to raves in Wuhan. It's over. It's over. And somehow you didn't get the memo. You didn't get the memo. It's over. Stop. And then they're going to fake the second wave. What are you going to do in the second wave? Do not comply. You want the solutions? I'm giving you the solutions, okay? It's time, people. All I got is to tell you. Yes, I have a medical background. Yes, and I love how you always have to attack things. You can't just listen. You're so fucking brainwashed. You're like, oh, what do you know about how do you who do you know? Go look me up then. Yumnaturals.com, yummy.doctor. I'm an author as well. Yeah, I'm a naturopathist by my training. It's a doctorate. Would you like to see my here? Here's two of my degrees. Okay? Here's my Bachelor of Science and there's my freaking ND degree. Anything else? I also have read 1,000 books. I also have a PhD on fucking narcissists, by the way. Yeah, that's fun. I really enjoy that. Okay? I have a lot of schooling, and then I had to unschool the indoctrination so I really actually learned stuff. Because if I just followed along their stuff, I wouldn't also know much. Right? Here's some of my books. You want to see some of my books that I've read? Oh, here's some of my gadgets. Here's some of the things that I do. There's my books. That's just a small section. I have the real library in the back that I've read. What anything else that you need ad hoc for me to make sense to you? Okay. I've also done Vipassana. I also do meditate and tune into myself and listen to the God that is within us all, which is the only thing you need. It's the only thing you really need. Okay? We're infinite beings. We've had many lifetimes. You can tap into those lifetimes. Okay? If you want to get knowledge, do that. Okay? Look, I know it's a bitter pill to be wrong, to be hoaxed your whole life, to live in a fake reality, to believe the fake television. I know. It sucks. It hurts. You get angry, you get sad, maybe depressed, whatever. But that's the cocoon of awakening. And it's time to butterfly up because if we don't butterfly up now, it's just going to suffocate you in your cocoon, and that's it. That's it. So, I'm just saying, let's understand. Let's listen. The only freaking COVID pandemic, plandemic, okay, the only thing that is there is on the television. Elsewhere, there's nothing. Yeah, so maybe. I wonder who owns the media. I should, you know what? Here you go. Go research that for me. Who owns all the eight media companies? Go look that up. I'll wait. I'll wait. Takes 2 seconds. It really literally takes 2 seconds. Just go. Run along. You have a computer in your pocket. Go look it up. Enjoy. Figure it out. Oh, maybe they all have the same script. Oh, weird. Huh. Wonder if they're faking the numbers. I wonder if they could do that. I wonder how they could do that. I wonder if they could possibly do that. Could they fake numbers? They couldn't fake numbers, could they? I wonder. If I were evil, how would I do it? How would I fake numbers? Let's see. Let's see. It's really not hard, guys. It's actually really, really easy. It's really easy. Tell a bunch of bold-faced lies, make a test for your own DNA that with an 80% false positive rate, use PCR, which is never supposed to be used as a diagnostic tool, and do like what you did with the HIV hoax, no different. That one, they pulled that one off super good. And then just make all the numbers up through the testing and make sure you get all the people testing because that's the only way you're going to really get the fake numbers. And then make sure you have people who come in with other respiratory diseases and just like lump those numbers in with your numbers. And, oh, did you die from a heart attack or a motorcycle accident or you broke your hip and died? Oh, let's just put that in the numbers too. Oh, look, 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 numbers. No, more cases. More cases. Oh my.
Welcome to the nightly news where I talk like a douche. I am reporting live from San Diego. There's 10 new cases. There's a cluster of COVID cases that has come up. And, well, it's very scary because we thought we had flattened the chest, I mean the curve, and all of a sudden now we seem to have more clusters. Oh, God, I touched my mask. Fuck. You know, and... So it's still scary out there, guys. It's just clustering because these idiots aren't social distancing enough. They're partying. It's all their fault that we can't get back to a normal life because of them. You fucking idiots.
Oh, I feel so sorry for you. You actually think that's real. You really do.
Because some blonde bitch with a fake face... Botoxed and cut up and whatever to look the part, that she's telling you that there's numbers, and then they put that online and they put that in the newspaper, and that's it, all because of them conspiracy people. It's all their fault. Oh, okay. Like, wow. That, I mean, take it another level deeper, maybe? Maybe ask a few questions about that, you know? Maybe do a bit of research. How about you compare the flu statistics from this year to last year? Go on, I'll wait. Go on. Go look them up. Go on. Oh, what did you say? Oh, they're about the same? Oh. So, wait a sec. So, this COVID-y thing... And this last year's flu season has the same charting? Wow. That's real weird now, isn't it? I wonder what that's about. Oh, well. My show's on now. My stories are on now. So, we'll just stay home and we'll just drink our Diet Coke and be safe. Yeah. That's what we'll do. We'll just be safe. My mom has an autoimmune disease, so I have to wear a mask because I'm such a good daughter that I'm protecting her. Well, anyway, the sign's on my store, and we'll stay there, and I don't care anymore. Okay? So stay the fuck away from me. Yes, I'm a Leo. Of course I am. Come on! Really? You can't tell? Pisces moon, by the way. So I see your shit. I see right the fuck through you on top of it. So, watch out. Bye! Off you go. Make sure to wash your face diapers. By the way, the second you touch it, it's invalid. So, you know, when you do this to it, it's over. You just infected yourself with so-called your belief system. So, you know, I would say to people when they came in with the mask, I would say, so, like, do you launder them every night? Do you have, like, a bunch? Do you have, like, a mask drawer now? Like, with, like, the colors of, do you have, like, different colors of the week? Or, like, how's that? Is there like a Pinterest pin I can go to, like, to how to organize my masks well? Or, like, do you have ones with the zipper for eating that you go to the, you know, like, which, what, how do you do that? You know, how do you keep them clean? Just curious. Like, is this a mask that you just put on, like, in the car after you washed your hands before you came in the store? Or is this, like, a mask you've been... wearing all day long and adjusting with your dirty hands? Just curious. I mean, it's just a question. Like, you care about germs being so scary that just want to make sure that you're really doing it right, you know. Just saying. You know, I had to wear masks and I had to wear PPE because I worked in bio laboratory containment level 3. Yeah, I worked at KLAS. I worked in animal research When I wanted to be a vet, what I decided is I'd better figure out how to deal with animal death because I know the vet world loves to murder animals just as much as the research industry does. So I better see if I've got the tough stuff to deal with that. So I decided to get a job in vivisection, and it was in a containment level 3 facility. And I had to PPE, I had to shower. Did I have to shower in or out? I can't remember now. I think I showered out. It's been many years. It's been like 12 years, 13 years. And yeah, I understand, you know, all of the procedures to not cross-contaminate things. It's very specific. Yeah. So y'all wearing the mask and the glove and stuff, you're not doing anything to protect yourself. Okay. Unless you have multiple layers of things in a very safe and clean environment and you're taking it fresh each time. Okay? The chick at the bank wearing gloves, typing on her little computer, working for the criminals. Oh, hey, can I get your help on my computer for a second? Sure. Goes over to her colleague's computer. I didn't see any washing in between. I didn't see any gelling up or anything. Just and went back to her computer. What is the point? What are you wearing them for exactly? So you can get a rash? Like what? You know, I had a nurse who was forced to wear these freaking things with severe eczema that took. You know, I have make my natural eczema cream works amazing. So he used that and it healed up and I have DMSO and that works and healed up and all this stuff. And, you know, he was like, yeah, I hate wearing these things because all they do is hurt me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They hurt you. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to go now. I have a big night. I'm being interviewed. What the heck are they called? I'll post it on my Facebook. Behind the news or something. I'm really bad with these people, with who's interviewing me and stuff. But anyway, it's late. I think it's live. I didn't pay attention. I don't have time. Like, yeah, you want to interview? Okay, what? Okay, fine, I'll be there. That's where it gets to. So they want to talk about the PCR test. They want to talk about how it works and how we're finding particles of our own DNA in these machines through this process that, you know, one of the primers is identical in the PCR test for COVID is the identical primer to the primer for our own chromosome 8. Not a coincidence. And I'll explain how that works and why I would only expect to be finding our own DNA in such things as COVID because they're just taking our own DNA because it's coming from us because we're making it. So I'd expect that evidence to be there. Okay. Anyway, please, enough is enough. Enough is enough. And enough is enough. Be brave. It's time. Warrior up. Do not comply. Be brave to enough. Maybe what David Rodriguez says is it's easier if you get together with other people because then you feel a bit more vindicated. You feel a bit safer when you do it. So get your buddies together and go shopping together. Okay? Know what you're going to say. You don't have to get aggressive. You can ask them questions. You can have little information cards to hand out if you want. Whatever you think is the best thing. But really, 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 it's enough. Okay? So I thank you, you know, for joining me. That was really nice. It was really awesome. I need to eat and I need to prepare for tonight because it's late. It's at 10 o'clock because they're at West Coast. Behind the news. What the hell are they called? I had a crazy day. I had like different people drive 3 hours to come see me. And then I was like making tooth soap and making dandelion lotion and like dealing with orders and dealing with people who are calling me with psychosis because they're freaking out because their lives are falling apart from this pandemic bull crap. What, to save lives? How are we saving lives? Tell me.
Tell me how you're saving lives when the suicide rate is through the roof, when people are losing their vocations and their jobs, when people can't mourn their dead. How are you helping? You're not helping. You're hurting people. Your behaviors hurt people. How a baby seeing their mom in a mask, how's that helping them? How's that helping that baby? Yeah. So stop the self-hate, maybe. Maybe it just comes from people hate themselves so much they like the torture. It's almost like they like it. This is the thing. It's almost like they like it. That's what I'm so good. Oh, you didn't mask up. I'm going to tell on you. I'm so good. Like, that's fucking what it is, isn't it? Like, nobody validated them as a child? Is that what it is? Is this just all, like, the inner child is wounded? Well, then get to do your inner child work, buddies. Seriously. I can't believe they love it so much.
They're going to love it soon, though. You're not going to love it coming soon. It's not going to be as nice soon. Just letting you know, okay?
All right. Gotta go. I have a really delicious curry waiting for me that I'm very excited to eat. I have my new machine I'll tell you about soon that's helping me with microcirculation. Basically, it's like hyperbaric chamber in a mini fashion that you put your hands in. I'm going to get a foot massage because I have a foot massage machine. And yeah, self-care, self-responsibility, self-discipline. That's what you're being asked to do now. Oh yeah, your dog barks with the mask. Yeah, these, right? Masks are for robbers and thieves. People who don't want to be caught. Yeah. All right. Bye. Yumnaturals.com, healingwithdmso.com, and yummy.doctor. We'll talk soon. Bye for now. Love you.